day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Yahshua, Jesus, our Messiah. The name of this program is Cross the Border, and I'm Nicholas. The object of this program is to go through the Bible. So we have here an on-air Bible study daily. At this time, we're going through the Gospel of Matthew. And last time we ended up in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 11. Now if you have your e-sword out, or you can just use a regular King James, authorized King James Version Bible if you want. If you have your e-sword out, you can follow along. And we can look at the Textus Receptus at the same time and get some hints from our good friend who drew up the Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew and Greek Concordance with dictionary and pronunciation and some suggestions as to how the words are to be used and interpreted. Of course, the Strong's Concordance is not the Word of God. I've seen people use it and start building doctrines on definitions, and that's not the way to use it. The way to use it is to look at the original language. If you're looking at a certain word and you want to know what it means in that instance, because every word should be defined in the context it's given, and you can just do a search on that word and see how it was used elsewhere in the Scripture. If you find a word that's used the same everywhere in the Scripture, well, then you're pretty much assured of the definition of that word. But you'll find some words take on a different meaning in different context, and they may vary from place to place. And even the authorized King James Version, the translator translated some of the Greek and Hebrew words according to context using different English words. But a very good tool. If you don't have your e-sword, we go to sword.net and download the e-sword program. It automatically comes with the authorized King James Version and the Greek and Hebrew concordance. Of course, you can add commentaries like Henry's, the KND, are some good suggestions. I've also added you can add other versions of the Scripture too. I've added the King James Version 1611 and also the King James Version with the Apocrypha. And the reason I did that is because when I'm copying Scripture, I can copy it from the King James, authorized King James Version with the Apocrypha without all the little numbers. So I use it as a tool for that too. And also has the Apocryphal books, which I don't consider to be canon Scripture, but they are historical documents. Okay, well, let's pick up where we left off last time in the Gospel of Matthew at chapter 13 and verse 11. And he says, well, we better back up a little bit because the disciples ask him a question and he answers it there. So the disciples came after he just spoke the parable of the sower. The disciples came and said to him, "Why speakest thou unto them in parables?" That's how we have it recorded in our authorized King James Version. Well, he answered and said unto them, "Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given." Heavenly Father, I want to be one. And those that are listening to this broadcast, open their ears. Let it be given to us. Heavenly Father, let your Holy Spirit work in our lives. Let your word sink deep into our hearts and our minds, that it'll be there for your Holy Spirit to draw on when we need it the most. Because you said there'll be times when we may not know what to speak, we're going to need words, and we're not supposed to worry about or practice what we're going to speak. But your Holy Spirit will put the words in our mouth, and we give you thanks. So, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Now, I want to be one to whom it is given. And You know, how do we understand these mysteries? There's the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, the mystery of the kingdom of God. This is one of several mysteries that are spoken of in Scripture. There's also the mystery of iniquity. Interesting. The mystery of iniquity. There's something hidden about iniquity. There's something hidden from most people about the kingdom of heaven. There is something hidden about Babylon, or mystery Babylon. Well, if you've stuck around here long enough, you understand the mystery of mystery Babylon. Because all of the answers are given to us in the word of our Heavenly Father. Mystery Babylon, of course, we've discussed that many times. That is depicted, I call it the foundation for prophecy, because all prophecy fits into it somewhere, either before it, into it, or after it. And it depicts the times of the Gentiles, or the times of the nations. It was the times that the nations other than Israel, other than the kingdom of God in the flesh on earth, that was national Israel. It depicts all of the times that either Israel as a people were ruled over by other nations, or the absence of the nation Israel. That's what it depicts. But really, Yahshua, Jesus, put it quite succinctly for us when he said, Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the nations, using the word Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles or nations be fulfilled. Now, our King James translators sometimes did a peculiar thing. They did not translate words from the Greek into English, like the word Gentiles, which means nations. Sometimes it would have been translated as nations when it was just referring to a nation generic. But in most instances, in the New Testament, when the word Gentiles is used, of course, because it's a Greek word, it was referring to the other nations other than Israel. So people have come to understand that word Gentile, as it's used most of the time in the Scripture, to mean nations other than Israel, or peoples other than Israel of other nations. But if you got your E-sword out, or you got your Strong's Greek concordance out, you can look at what I'm saying, you know it's true. But it gives us a clue as to the prophecy when he says the times of the Gentiles is depicted by that image dream that Nebuchadnezzar had, which Daniel gave us the meaning of. And that's all I'm going to say about Mystery Babylon, but it does answer the question as to what is Mystery Babylon and what is the mystery about this Babylon that's talked about in the book of Revelation. But we're discussing the mystery of the kingdom. And if you want to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, then seek and you shall find. But let's see what Yahshua says. Because it is given unto you to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that which he hath. Now, you know, a lot of people like to take one verse like the one I just read, verse 12, and make a doctrine of it. But you know what? This verse was not a verse. None of these were verses. This was a book. The verse numbers, chapter and verse references are not the Word of God. They are there for us, for reference, so we know where to look where something is said in the Scripture. So that said, we have to read everything in context. So because to them, for whosoever hath, to him shall be given. Well, how do you have? So whoever has this understanding of the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, to him shall be given more understanding, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever does not have any understanding of the kingdom of heaven, from him shall be taken away even that understanding which he hath. Is that fair in the context that this scripture, that this verse is given in context with the verse before it? Of course it is. This is the way that we interpret the scripture properly, rightly dividing the Word of God. We always have to look into the context. But what does it mean? Well, who has an understanding of the mystery of the kingdom of heaven? Those who seek to understand the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. Now, there are people that hear the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, but because they're not seeking it, they don't hold it, they don't have it, they don't own it. So the hearing of it is not retained in their minds and in their hearts, and it's taken away because we have an enemy. And going back in the same context to the parable of the sower, you see how he illustrated the mystery spoken in the ear of certain people, depicted by stony ground and among thorns, had no root, how it is taken away. But the good ground are those that seek the kingdom, they seek the mystery, they want to understand, they take a hold of it, and they own it. And to them shall be given more. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing you shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see, and shall not perceive. You know, there are those in the crowd, like the disciples here, who spoke to Yahshua, to their master, and said, why do you speak to them in parables? They wanted to know more. You know, they weren't just asking for the little guy out there in the crowd who was hearing the parables. They were asking for themselves. They were seeking. And there were those in the crowd that were seeking, but the vast majority do not seek to understand the mystery of the kingdom of heaven because they're already too busy seeking the things of this world. They don't have time. It's a curiosity to them. They may have an emotional experience. They may hear the word and get excited. But let's move on let's move on. For this people's heart is wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed. They have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Oh, Heavenly Father, open our eyes, open our minds, open our hearts. Heal us. Verse 16, but blessed are your eyes, for they see. And your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. So now he's going to explain it to them. And that's what I mean. The disciples that came to him and said, why do you speak to them in parables? They wanted more. They were hungry. They wanted to understand the mystery. They had the time. So now he's going to explain the parable to them. So he says, hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catches away that which is sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. The word of the kingdom. Okay. He hears it not. He understands it not, and it's snatched away by the wicked one. But he that receives the seed into stony places, the same as he that hears the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. You know, and I believe that most of the people that do this are going to some evangelical church because they had joy once. They felt joy over receiving the word. And they planted it in a stony place where they would not nurture it. They had an emotional experience. They said the magic words. And then the scribe, the Pharisee, the pastor, the teacher, the hypocrite who pastors them, told them that they're going to go to heaven when they die. Don't worry about a thing. Just keep coming to church. Keep tithing. So they go once a week. But see, it's in a stony place. They don't water it. They don't nurture it. It springs up and die. But they still have, you know, they still have this false belief now because they keep doing the same things. It doesn't, they don't bring forth the fruit meet for repentance. It says, yet he hath not rooted himself, but endureth for a while. When tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. So he'll go to church on Sunday, but the rest of the week, by his lifestyle, by the things that he does, he continues doing the things with his old friends in the world that he used to do, because if he doesn't do them, well, they're going to be offended. And he's going to be offended by the work that the word should be doing in his life. There you go. In verse 22, he also that received the word, the seed among the thorns, is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. So here's a man who loves the things of this world, he loves the cares of this world, and the riches of this world, and the care of pursuing those things gets in the way of the word. And that's why, you know, it's a wonderful promise that Yahshua spoke when he said, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all of these things will be added to you. And he was talking about all the things that you need. You need a vehicle. You need an automobile to drive. Well, he'll provide it. You need a place to live. You'll have it. You need clothes on your back and food. You don't have to worry about these things if you're seeking first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. You can't just seek the kingdom of heaven without his righteousness. That doesn't work. You need his righteousness to bring forth the fruit of good works in your life. So he received, okay, he that received the seed among thorns, okay, the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. Verse 23, but he that receiveth seed into the good ground is he that hears the word and understandeth it. You know, I think back on my youth in Christ, because I received the Heavenly Father, his Holy Spirit came to me, well, some 35 years ago, and I had an encounter with the Heavenly Father. And he offered me the adoption, and I accepted the adoption. I did not understand a lot of things. I don't even know if this applies to me then. It says, and understandeth it. He hears the word. You receive it into good ground, and he understandeth it. You know, I think back, and I can say at that time I didn't understand it. Sometimes I feel like my Heavenly Father just had mercy on me. Somehow, he put it into my heart and my mind to seek understanding. And I sought after it, because if you seek it, you will find it. And that's the object, I believe, is those that seek it will find it. You want to understand the mystery? If you don't understand it, you have to seek it until you do understand it. And you have to walk by faith, and with the little bit of understanding that you have. And you know, our Heavenly Father, he imparts with us, when we have an encounter with him, he imparts to us, enough, by his mercy, enough grace to understand, enough to keep seeking his kingdom, to desire to understand the mysteries of his kingdom. Because if he didn't do that, I wouldn't be sitting here 35 years later. There have been a lot of ups and downs in that 35 years. But it's now, for me, there is no turning back. You know, I have my eyes firmly fixed on the prize. I have far too much invested in his kingdom to turn back from the plow or to let any weeds or drought choke the word, the seed that has been planted in my mind and in my heart. But he that receiveth seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit, and bringeth forth some hundredfold, some 60, and some 30. Beareth fruit. What is the fruit of the Spirit? You know, love, joy, peace, self-control, good works. And not good works to earn our way into heaven, but good works as a result of a true desire to do only the things that please our Heavenly Father. And if you have that true desire to do only the things that please our Heavenly Father, that's going to lead you to His law. And you're going to go, yes, I aspire to keep your law because I know that you gave me this word. You said, by your Son, you said, this is the law and the prophets, to love God and to keep His commandments. This is the law and the prophets. No mistake about it. That's what His righteousness, when we seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, is all about. Okay, we're going to take a little break here. You're listening to Cross the Border. Drop by my website, crosstheborder.org. Find that email link there and send me an email. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Don't go anywhere.